You know, I think about the times that we're in right now. Of course, there are some turbulent times. There are some uncertain times, okay? And let me just be real today. There's some crazy times that we're living in right now. And there's a lot of things that are so far out of your control. And one of the things we can't spend time doing is trying to control things that are out of our control. Okay, that's going to drain you. It's going to discourage you. It's going to bring you to a point where you have no energy, no physical energy, no mental energy. And you don't want to spend time trying to control things that you cannot control. But what you can control is what goes on in your mind. And I believe one of the quickest, easiest ways we can get control of our mind is by remembering that He is God. He is God. Okay, your daddy, your father. That's one thing that you can never forget in the midst of these unusual times. You serve an amazing God, and He's your father. He's your daddy. Don't forget that He is God. In Psalms 100, verse 3, it says, "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." Now, I want to spend a few moments today talking to you about being the sheep of God and the sheep of His pasture. You know, I believe King David knew this best because of his own affiliation with being a shepherd, guarding over the sheep. You know, it reminds me of a story as well when I was just a little boy and my dad worked for Union Pacific Railroad. And there was one day he was out of town and we needed to go pick up his paycheck. Okay, that was way back when they didn't have electronic deposit, but we had to go pick up his paycheck. And they had a real huge policy that no family members could even go pick up a paycheck of one of their workers. And my dad called us from out of town. We really needed to go get that check. And he said, "Go down there and y'all try." So my mom put me in a car, drove me down there. And she said, "Hey, Adonis, just go in there. And remember, you're your father's son. So act like it." So I walked off in there and I was a little nervous. And I walked off into the office there and there were some men there and they looked at me and said, "Hey, what do you want?" And I said, "I'm here to get my daddy's check." And they looked at me and then they looked at each other and they broke their policy because they said to one another, they said, "You know what? This is against our policy, but I'm looking at you and I can tell who your daddy is." And that was just a big thing to me because they knew who my daddy was. We were able to receive something that nobody else could receive. And I'm here to tell you, when you know who your daddy is, no matter what's going on in this world, you can receive the peace of God from your father, okay? We need peace in the midst of these times. And going back to King David, I believe he knew this best as he guarded over the sheep that were in his care. And I want to talk about a very familiar passage of scripture, Psalm 23. Now, don't tune me out by saying, "Well, you know, Adonis, we already know." No, don't tune me out. I believe if you stay in here with me a few more moments, God's going to show you something that's going to revive you, that's going to strengthen you, that's going to bring a peace and a calm to you and your household as we dive into these scriptures today. In Psalm 23, David started out by his own knowledge by making this statement. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd." Now, I want us to think about that. That was just not him sitting down thinking, what is the first line of this poem that can be so eye-catching or ear-catching? No, he was going off experience. You remember the story when David was guarding the sheep. The Bible says a lion or a bear came out and grabbed one of the little baby lambs. And David said, "I ran out after it and I caught it by its beard. I delivered the lamb out of its mouth. And when it rose up against me, I smote it," meaning I attacked it and I killed it. Now, wait a minute. This is a man. This is a man talking. I don't know about you, but if I'm down at the local zoo and the lion gets out, I don't know how big, bad I am going to be able to stand up there and attack that lion. But David did that. Why? Because he was a shepherd and he guarded the sheep. And David made that connection and that correlation. Wait a minute. If I'm a man and I can take care of these sheep, if I'm willing to risk my life to go out and defeat a lion and a bear, how much more is God? He is God. How much more is He willing to take care of me in the midst of these uncertain times? David was almost bragging by saying, "Wait a minute, I don't care what the media says, what's going on right now. I don't care the fear, panic that's going on right now. The Lord is my shepherd. He's watching over me. He's guarding me. And I want to remind each and every one of us today, listen, you serve an amazing God who's right there with you, okay? He's going to take care of the things that concern you. He's going to take care of the things that could be troubling you. And we're going to dive into some of those in a few moments. But David understood when he made that boastful statement, the Lord is my shepherd, because he knew that the sheep depended upon the person who was taking care of them. And David knew this. David knew under one man's care, sheep could starve, be tormented, and end up dying. And under another man's care, they could flourish and they could thrive. And I'm here to tell you, in the midst of these uncertain times, because God, he is God, he is our shepherd, then we can flourish and we can thrive in the midst of what's going on around us. We can flourish when other people are talking doom and gloom. We can thrive when social media is saying, you know what, the worst is coming. No, no, no. He is God and he's our shepherd. And under his care, we can be boastful knowing that we can thrive in the midst of anything. So I love that statement when David said, the Lord is my shepherd. That's the first thing I want to point out. And because of lack of time, we're not going to go into all of this, but I'm going to bring out some key things that are going to continue to inspire you and move you forward. The second verse, he says this, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. Now, I had to do my homework on this and do some study about shepherds and how they guarded the sheep and tended to the flock. And it brought so much insight and revelation as I was studying this and God was speaking to me, because there's a reason why David puts these phrases in this 23rd Psalm, okay? It's not just so it can sound pretty. There's a meaning behind it. There's a revelation behind it that brings the power to your life. When he says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. You know, here's the thing about sheep, okay? Sheep can't defend themselves. They have no natural defense. And sheep are some of the most scariest animals on the planet. They are driven by fear, okay? It almost takes me back and makes me wonder why we are called the sheep of God's pasture. But they are driven by fear, okay? And so sheep are so fear-driven that if there's dozens of sheep on a hillside, if one of them gets spooked or scared and takes off running, dozens other sheep will follow him without even looking to see, is there any real threat or danger? They're the most skittish animals on the planet, dominated and controlled by fear. Okay. Now their natural tendency is they're not going to lay down and rest unless all the threat of fear and violence, all the threat of predators is eliminated. They're not going to lie down and sleep. And so when David makes this statement here by he makes me to lie down in green pastures, what David is saying, because he is God and he's my shepherd, he's watching over me. Meaning God will take care of all those things that have the tendency or the potential to stress me out in the midst of what's going on in our world globally right now. Come on, let's be honest. There's a lot of things. If you're watching social media and you're listening to everybody, there's a lot of things that'll come into your ear that will have the potential to freak you out, to cause you to see threat on every corner, that will cause you to just be reclusive and wondering, okay, it's going from bad to worse. There's the fear of the unknown. Let's be honest and real. So for some of you, it could be the fear of, am I going to lose my job? I'm being furloughed. That's a real thing right there. That's a real threat. Some of you may be dealing with the fear of, am I going to lose my life? Am I sick? Is something going on? And because we're in a society, guys, you know, if you're standing in the grocery store and somebody coughs behind you, there's 1,000 thoughts run through your mind. This is real talk because this is what's going on in our world right now. But none of that changes the fact that he is God. He's your shepherd and he's watching over you. Some of you have the fear of what might happen. Your mind begins to go off on this tangent and it gets loose. And you start thinking about all these scenarios of things that could happen for you. And the fear of uncertainty. Nobody likes uncertainty. Everybody, if we were in a perfect world, you would wake up and you would know exactly what's going to happen for you today. But that is not the case. We live in uncertainty constantly. But it's at a heightened awareness right now, and everybody's having their peace disturbed. But this is where David comes in and says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. David knew this, that a good shepherd's presence brings peace to the flock. All the shepherd has to do is step into the presence of the flock, and they see the good shepherd. Brings a peace. It eliminates all the threat, all the fear, all the anxiety of knowing that, you know what? I don't care what happens, as long as I know God is with me. See, here's the thing about uncertainty. I've learned this a long time ago. I don't have to know everything. I only have to know one thing. And that is God is with me. So I'm going to say that again till I get it. Okay? I don't have to know everything. I only have to know one thing. And that is God is with me. And I think if you get a hold of that today, that'll bring so much peace to your mind, to your soul, to your spirit. It'll bring peace to your household. Okay? And here's the thing. You're not going to find peace from the mouth of somebody else, the words of somebody else. Okay? You're not going to find peace searching through news channels and social media constantly. You'll find peace when you begin to shut out things. Come on, somebody. When you begin to shut out some outside interference, okay? And you begin to close the door to negativity. And you'll find peace when you open up your door, and your heart, to allow the good shepherd to step in to your world, to your home, to your family, and bring peace. You know, it kind of reminds me of Joshua back in the day when Joshua said, you know, you guys do what you want to do. Serve which gods you want to serve. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I think that's a declaration that we all have to make boldly in these times that we're in. As a family, I can look out my window and see what everybody else is doing, or I can focus on, wait a minute, he is God. He's here. He's watching over us. Everything is going to be okay. Listen. The presence of the good shepherd eliminates all fear. It eliminates fear. And what happens when all fear is gone? Then there's a peace. All anxiety is gone. We're not worried anymore. We're not waking up every day turning on the news to see what kind of day we're going to have or what kind of stipulations or what kind of ease is taking. No. He is God. He's our shepherd. He's watching over us. So no matter what happens in the world, I know everything is going to be okay. And I'm a firm believer in this. Never forget who you are and whose you are. Never forget who you are and whose you are. Because the moment you open up that door to fear and you start freaking out and you start saying, woe is me, and you start panicking, that's the moment you start forgetting who you are and whose you are. But if you can hold solid to those two things, you're going to remember, hey, wait a minute, I'm a child of God. God is my father. He's my shepherd. He's watching over me. He's going to take care of me. And you rest in that. And he'll give you that peace. As David said here, he makes me. He's not forcing me. He eliminates the things that would keep me awake at night, so that when I go home and lay down, my head hits the pillow The only thought that's going through my mind is that God, He is God, and He is my shepherd. He's my shepherd. And the third thing I want to talk about in verse 3, David says, He restores my soul. He restores my soul. And let's be honest, guys, we've been through some stuff the last couple of weeks, some months, all of us. The things we're going through, no respecter of persons. We've all been hit at one angle or affected in some shape, form, or fashion. And we all need that season where our soul is restored. Our spirit is revived. Because we know who we are and whose we are. But David says this, He restores my soul. You know, David was acquainted with the grief of bitterness and disappointment and failure. He was. David was acquainted with guilt and shame. But through all of that, David learned the process of how God would restore him. And if I'm speaking to anybody out there right now, if you're watching this and you recognize you're in a season where your spirit has been drained, you're drained mentally, physically, emotionally. It may be hard for you even to raise your hands in worship. Listen, recognize that you're in a great position for your good shepherd, your heavenly Father, to step in and to restore you. David said it this way in Psalms 42:11, very powerful scripture here. He says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God." So David's talking to himself. He's going through a bad season, a bad moment, and he feels like checking out, giving up. He feels like there's no future ahead. And he says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul?" And he used that term, cast down. That's a term that shepherds use, and it's something that happens to the sheep. Every now and then a sheep would get cast down. And what that meant was maybe the sheep was taking a nap and he was resting and he would awake from his nap and that sheep would stretch a little bit and he'd roll over on his side and all of a sudden he would lose center gravity and flip over on his back and all of his feet were in the air. And he would shuffle and he would move and he would try to get himself back on his feet, but he could not do it. That's a cast down sheep. And a shepherd, when they would recognize, "Hey, wait a minute, I got a sheep that's lost," they knew that that sheep was probably cast down. And when a sheep was cast down, once again, it, starting off, it doesn't have any natural defense, but that's when the real threat of danger. Because he can no longer even run away. But when a sheep was cast down, a shepherd knew, "I've got to find him quickly." Because he's in a position to where he's easy prey. There's no defense. He can't run from predators. And the sheep would panic so much, his heart would begin to race. They would do all kinds of things to his body to where, dependent upon the heat of the day, that sheep could last one day or maybe a week. If it were cast down. And I want to wrap all this up by saying this. Maybe you're watching today and you feel like you've been cast down because you've lost your job. Maybe you're watching today and you feel like you've been cast down. You can't find your footing because maybe you've lost a loved one or you lost a friend. Maybe you cast down because you lost your home. Maybe you cast down because you're worried about how you're gonna survive in the midst of all of this. And you're at the point of exhaustion and you don't know what to do. But here's the good news. You serve a great God who's a good shepherd and he's watching over you. And that shepherd knew the importance of finding that cast down sheep. Because the shepherd would leave the 99 to find the one. And if you're the one I'm talking about today and you're the one I'm talking to, I want to let you know that your Heavenly Father, the Good Shepherd, will leave the 99 and he's coming to you right now. Because he knows there's just a matter, I've got to get to him quickly and get them set back up on their feet to revive and restore their soul. That's the good news that we have today. That's the promise that we have today. No matter what is going on in our world, when we find ourselves in those situations, that's a great time to call out to God. And he'll answer and he'll respond. Because guess what? No matter what, you're still the sheep of his pasture. His heart is for you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? I want to close this today by inviting anybody out there watching around the world right now. Maybe you would say, you know, Adonis, I know exactly what you're talking about. I feel discouraged. I feel like I can't get my footing. I feel like I'm so far from God. I feel like I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm trying every day to press in and press through. But I'm human and these emotions can get out of control sometimes. That's you. I'm talking to you today. Maybe you've stumbled upon our online program and maybe for the first time you've heard about a great God and a good shepherd who wants to care for you. And I'm so glad you found us online today because guess what? That's God leaving the 99 and coming after you. So right where you are, could be in your living room with your family. You could be in the car pulled over on the side of the road and you're watching on your smartphone. I want you to say this prayer after me. And I believe when we say this prayer, the Good Shepherd is going to step into your world and he's going to take control and he's going to bring a peace like no other. Say this prayer with me today. Dear Jesus, I thank you for giving your life for me. And today, I call out on you, your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. I ask you to rescue me this day, to come into my life, to change my heart, to bring a peace like never before. I receive this day the salvation that you've paid for by your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, if you said that prayer today, I believe the Good Shepherd is already there with you. Always remember that he is God and he's going to take care of everything that concerns you. And I believe tonight you're going to sleep with a peace like never before, all because you've realized who you are and whose you are. God bless you guys. I hope this message encouraged you. Always remember, it's never too late to make your next days your best days.